Do you know way down, way down upon the Swanee, talking about the river?
Oh, it's your song, man.
Look at Mary.
She's dancing, Mary.
I'm loving this.
That's me too.
Best one yet, Steve.
Well, thank Brian. He found it. This is our
man.
Superstar producer here.
Excellent.
That, of course, is the great Ray Charles.
Yeah. No one else.
Yeah. You know, isn't it amazing? I mean, his voice is so distinguishable.
Yep.
That no matter what he's doing, that's Ray Charles,
yeah.
You know?
You always know it's him.
Yes, it is. How are you doing on this Sunday morning, this beautiful Sunday
morning?
Doing
fairly well. You're right. It is a beautiful Sunday morning, and we've had some great weather here thus far.
Yeah, so now I'm about to lose you for a couple of minutes, and I know if news breaks, you'll come in. But I do realize you have to leave the studio for just a few minutes to walk your dog. And I understand that. I mean, if anyone would, just be sure this week to bring your plastic bag with you, sir.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Not exactly a fairy tale like the Three Bears, but it is a story about two bears. I have that story for you. David Fry, you may know his name, you may not, but you certainly would know his voice from the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. In fact, if there is a dog show, the big dog show around Thanksgiving Day, that dog show, if there is a dog show on television, he is the voice broadcasting that dog show. He was in town, and together we made an appearance for Angel on a Leash, making a very special announcement about Rainbow Animal Assisted Therapy based in Chicago. I'll tell you about that. And in addition, this puppy mill bill, as it's called, the idea is that no dogs, cats, or rabbits could be sold or should be sold, in my opinion, at pet stores. City of Chicago passed it. City of Cook County kind of sort of passed it. And there's news regarding that about how the Pet Products Association is fighting back. I will talk about that too. But most of all, we are here to help you. Take your telephone calls, 312-981-7200. And what, Brian, you do need to do that I didn't tell you is set up the text so I could see the text. 312-981-7200. So you can call us, you could text us, either which way. I am here to help you. I'm here to answer your questions. But first of all, helping me, in a sense, and helping Chicago Animal Care and Control, you may have heard, over the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about towels. That's right. Chicago Animal Care and Control needs your towels. Used towels, preferably clean towels. You could drop them off at the city's municipal shelter, 2741 Southwestern Avenue. So I put out that call, and boy, did we get an answer. I mean, a very loud one from Daniela Spade, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Fitness Formula Health Clubs. And I didn't think about it, but Daniela, I suppose, if there's one thing you guys have, it is towels. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, thank you for getting up so early in the morning. I appreciate it. I don't know if you've been out walking your dog.
Unfortunately, we don't have one, but if I did have one, I'm sure I would have.
Well, you know, we could change that for you. I'm happy to go to Animal Care and Control with you anytime, and we can get a dog adopted. In fact, I've got a special announcement to make. Hopefully I'll remember to do it before the end of the show, about what Steve Cochran and I will be doing regarding pet adoptions. That's right, Steve Cochran, I will explain. But Daniela, first of all, thank you very much. Explain why I'm thanking you and why I have you on the radio and why I am, and I am so happy.
You are. Well, we are happy to help. And what we've done, we have 9 Chicago-owned and operated clubs that we obviously use towels. Our members use towels when they work out and when they shower. So we are happy to recycle them and donate as much as we can to the Chicago Canine Assistance. And, you know, we're all dog lovers. Who isn't? You know, we even have a program at one of our clubs called Bark and Breakfast. So once a month, we invite our members to bring their dogs. Yeah, and they have breakfast, they get treats and water, and then they go out to the dog park in Old Town. So,
well, tell me more about that, actually. I hadn't heard about that.
Well, it's something that the general manager of the Old Town location, Lisa Gregorich, is a passionate dog owner and a supporter. And so she has offered it up to her members to come on into the club with their dogs on certain Sunday mornings in the month. And you can definitely check out our Facebook page for more information on that and join us. We'd love to have you.
And what is your Facebook page?
We are at Fitness Formula Clubs / Facebook.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for donating these towels to Animal Care and Control. It is absolutely appreciated and absolutely needed. So thank you for that. And what you told me off the air is we're going to, you know, we get these towels, but it doesn't go away. We keep getting them and, you know, we can only use them over and over again a certain number of times. So over the course of a year, you're going to continue to do that. And I'm grateful for that. I know Animal Care and Control is as well. Daniela Spade, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Fitness Formula Clubs. Again, the Facebook is?
Fitness Formula Clubs / Facebook.
Easy. Thank you.
Easy.
Thank you so much, Daniela.
Thank you. Have a great day, Steve.
Thank you. That's kind of cool. We're at that one health club. You can bring your dogs down, and apparently you do some things, and I don't know much about it. I don't know anything about it except what I just heard and what you just heard. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You know what? It actually is something now that has been scientifically looked at. You know, people in America tend to be sometimes a bit overweight. Our dogs tend to be the same. About half the dogs in America are overweight. Well, so what's motivating? What helps people to lose weight? To jog down Michigan Avenue, as several people just didn't wave hello, or to walk their dogs down Michigan Avenue, and that's it, walking dogs. It is actually motivating to people. Our phone number again, 312-981-7200. You could text me at that same number, 312-981-7200. So yes, David Fry was here in town this week. Dave is the broadcaster for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show and pretty much any dog show you see on TV. And we made an appearance together announcing that Angel on a Leash. So you know what animal-assisted therapy programs are? It's when dogs go into hospitals, nursing facilities, rehabilitation institutes, those sorts of places. And true animal-assisted therapy is the dogs actually work under medical supervision of some sort. So let's say someone had a stroke and is having difficulty using their right arm. Maybe the goal is to pick up a tennis ball. Maybe the goal is to pick up the tennis ball by week two and toss the ball to the dog and on. And that's more motivating to people than doing traditional rehabilitation. And it turns out that scientists have now looked at this and said, yeah, there are so many benefits to this, even petting the dog. Aside from the physical benefits that this animal-assisted therapy truly has, there are psychological benefits of the dogs actually being there, just being in the programs, just being dogs, just showing up. Well, Angel on a Leash is a program that, well, it's all over the country. They're based out of New York. I'm on their advisory board, actually. And what they do is they promote and actually participate in these sorts of programs, but they don't have dogs on the ground in Chicago. So they went to the organization that is the program in Chicago. They have more dogs and more programs. It's called Rainbow. And what they've done is they've teamed up at Shriners Hospitals for Children. And there are Shriners Hospitals all over the country. So this is going to be a pilot program, and it likely will be replicated all over. And David and I made that announcement. It was an honor for me to participate in that. What do you think about that attack? Did you hear about that where these two dogs, presumably pit bull type dogs, got loose? It was on television all over the place a couple days ago, and attacked at a birthday party. These people were just minding their own business, young kids, maybe 6 or 7 years old, somewhere in there, just celebrating their birthday. And they had one of those, you know how you rent these jumpy things that the kids go in and you set it up in your backyard? Well, I think they had one of those, and suddenly these dogs show up and attack the children. Now, most of the kids got away. One child didn't, landed in the hospital, and in somewhat bad shape. I believe, according to the latest I've read, he'll be okay happily. But people came out again and said, well, you know, the problem is that these pit bull type dogs do this sort of thing all the time. What's my take on that? Well, it's a bit different than that, and I'm curious as to what yours is. I don't blame the dogs at all. Well, yeah, I do. I mean, these dogs shouldn't have done that, and the dogs were confiscated by animal care and control. Actually, they were turned in by their owners. They didn't have rabies tags, so they were checked for rabies. They're clear, I believe. So that's the good news. But, you know, yes, these dogs, but it's really responsible ownership that I'm all about, or in this case, irresponsible ownership. So, couple questions for you. What were these dogs doing off-leash? And statistically, if they were off-leash this one time, you know what? They've been off-leash before. This probably isn't the first time. Statistically, the community probably has complained about these dogs, or someone knew about these dogs being off-leash, being potentially dangerous dogs. Yet, that didn't happen either. So, my complaint has to do with the owners of the dogs. Yes, these dogs may not be the friendliest dogs in the world. And oh, by the way, one other thing, and I've talked about this on the air before. I was on with John Williams a couple of weeks talking about this, just a couple of weeks ago, because coincidentally or not, the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behavior just came out with a position statement. They have various position statements on various issues. And one now is on breed-specific legislation. I was on with John because I co-authored this paper. And what I tried to explain to him was that experts, including the Centers for Disease and Control and the American Veterinary Medical Association, said years ago that dogs are misidentified anyway. The concern is why dogs attack, why dogs bite, not what they are called or what you think they are. First of all, because the issue is, in this case, what were the dogs roaming in the neighborhood for in the first place? But the issues are those sorts of issues, not what you think dogs are, because what you think they are turns out not to be what they are anyway. So they were called in the media pit bull type dogs. Well, I talked to someone in animal care and control who said, you know what, there's likely no pit bull for sure in at least one of these dogs. They're not, you know, and that's often the case. These dogs are often misidentified anyway. And now that we can do genetic testing, we know that year after year after year from years ago, when dogs were identified as pit bulls, there's probably no pit bull in the dog anyhow. And that's a whole complicated story because dogs that we look at on the street, and even I would say, well, that's a pit bull type dog. That's exactly what it is. It's a dog with a certain type, a certain phenotype, or a certain physical type. 312-981-7200. I do have some texts. We could take your telephone calls. In fact, I will. 312-981-7200 on those topics. Or if your cat is just thinking outside the litter box, any behavior questions, I'm here to help you. Now the official announcement that I know you've been waiting to hear me make. Calling all canines! It's summer. You know what that means. The return of Chicago's only boat ride for dogs. I just wrote about this in a feature story about things that you can do with dogs all over America. Well, this is one of those famous, now it is, it's pretty famous, Chicago's Canine Cruise. And I would have said 10 years ago, there's none other like it in the country. Well, now there are several because they've replicated what Mercury is doing. Mercury's Canine Cruise is doing right here in Chicago. You can let the cool breeze flow through your hair or your dog's fur. Enjoy lively narrations of the city's history, landmarks, and most of all, dog-friendly highlights. This is a 90-minute canine cruise. One of those, it goes out on Lake Michigan. You've heard of the architecture cruises, right? And this is the company that does the real architecture cruises, by the way. Well, this is a architecture cruise for dogs, really, kind of. They point out where the city's oldest fire hydrant is. You'll see the dog beaches. When does it happen, you ask? It happens Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., pretty much right after the show. Their dock is located at the southeast corner of Michigan Avenue at the bridge at Wacker Drive on Chicago's beautiful Riverwalk. And in fact, you could take a walk right before or after the boat ride. Discounted parking is available. I'm big on that. Visit mercurycruises.com. Again, mercurycruises.com for tickets and more information. Two legs or four legs, everyone is welcome aboard. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN Radio. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And Joanne, welcome and good morning to WGN, 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. Hi. Joanne?
Hello.
There you are. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. So, yeah, so I just adopted two cats about a month ago from Paws, and they're playing with each other and, you know, just being great pals. But the one, she's a tabby, And she just likes to rough play. When I go just to pet her, she automatically wants to start to kind of, you know, wrap her paws around my arm and start to, like, nip at my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Not to hurt me, but, you know, just, like, you know, kind of nipping and whatever. And after a point, it does start to kind of hurt a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so you don't – here's the secret, yeah. Joanne, I can tell you. You don't want it to get to that point, so I want you to do two
right.
things simultaneously. And one of those things, to some extent, I bet you're doing. And the good news is you have another cat for this cat to play with, so you're good
right.
there. But you don't have maybe enough toys. So not the toys all over the house. I'm talking about an interactive cat toy that
mm-hmm.
you can play with your cat with so your cat can go after that instead of you. So when you see that look in your cat's eye, and usually you can tell when your cats want to play, then get out the toy. You know, one of those fishing pole type things,
right.
as I just, right? Mm-hmm. And play. So the cat's going after that and not you. The cat cannot do both things at once. They are good multitaskers, but not that good.
Not so much.
And the other thing is, if your cat does, so you're petting your cat and your cat does exactly what you describe, before it gets to the point that it's really bothersome, get up and walk away. Leave your
mm-hmm.
cat walking more, and your cat will understand, because your kitty only wants your attention after all, just doesn't quite know how to go about responding. So your cat will learn, okay, if I do this, then I lose her.
Right. So how do I do that, though? Like, if I have a friend come over and they want to go, oh, let me pet the cat, and then right away she starts to, you know, go for the rough play, discourage people from trying to pet her?
Well, a little bit. You know, it's also where they're petting her. So if they're petting her on her tummy, on her side, she
mm-hmm.
is more likely to do that than if they're just, like,
right.
putting their hand against your cat's head, which cats
right.
like, and giving a little scratch on top of the head, and then leave it at that. You know, so
okay.
tell your friends to just, like, say hello briefly,
mm-hmm.
and then that's it. And
mm-hmm.
then let your cat solicit the attention. You know, cats are control freaks after all.
Right, right.
Okay?
Okay. All righty.
All right.
See what happens. I'll get out.
All right, let
Thank
me know.
You.
Let me know.
Okay,
if it doesn't work out, I'll give you your money back for sure. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
So this Monday, I'll be on with Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder at 4:30. That's in a day. That's tomorrow. And a week from Tuesday, on the 19th, I begin doing a regular segment with Steve Cochran, Andrea Darlis, and the morning team, where we will, is that what I said? We will. It's early. What do you want? We will adopt out pets on the radio. I don't believe this has ever been done anywhere in the country. You can see the pets because, of course, you could see what's on radio. And we'll describe what the animals are. And the bottom line is that Steve and Steve will find homes for animals. Anti-Cruelty Society will be here. They'll be the first shelter. We'll rotate through different shelters. That is on the 19th. Oh, my gosh. We're almost out of time. And I don't have – I have literally like 10 seconds here to try to answer your question, Josh. You're on WGN. Josh? Whoa, Josh. Josh. Josh,
yeah.
Josh, Josh. You know what? Hold on. I'll see if I can answer off the air. I know it's hard when the guy says you're on the radio, talk fast. Not easy to do. Not easy for me to do at times either. We are Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. Check me out on my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. Anything I didn't get to on the radio may be covered on the blog.